C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, December 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You might not associate millennials and younger Americans with estate planning and writing a will, but as the number of deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic continues to climb, more people are thinking about the unthinkable.
We had put together an idea, if we did have children, which we don't today, but hey, if we had children and something were to happen to us, who would be the people that would take guardianship?
That's 29-year-old Ryan Bayonet from Akron, Ohio. In a moment, we'll hear from him about how he and his wife recently made the decision to create a will. Plus, we'll talk with WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger about resources for getting started on a will and why it doesn't necessarily have to involve an attorney. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
For many people in their 20s and 30s, drawing up a will seemed like something they could put off for a few decades. Then the pandemic hit. And as the number of deaths in the U.S. from COVID-19 approaches 800,000, more millennials and young adults are getting their affairs in order to be sure their assets are handled properly in the event they die unexpectedly. In a moment, we'll talk with WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger, who's been looking into this growing trend. But before that, for a first-hand account, let's bring in 29-year-old Akron, Ohio resident Ryan Bayonet. He and his wife, Brycey, recently made the decision to write their will. Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jerry. I appreciate it.
So, Ryan, before the pandemic, had you or your wife given any thought to writing out a will?
A bit. I myself was an investment advisor. It's something I recommend for clients on a pretty frequent basis. So it had been something we'd thought about, but it really wasn't main priority prior to the pandemic starting.
So tell me about what made you change your thinking.
My wife definitely helped in pushing that a bit. So she is a fourth-year medical student and looking into going into emergency medicine. So really seeing what she saw in the ER, we had a lot more conversations about what could happen and thought, hey, just to be safe, what's a better time than now to do this?
Tell us about how your wife's experience at work influenced the decision to make out a will.
So she's a fourth-year medical student. Typically, in the last year of training, fourth year, you rotate in different hospitals of your specialty. So she's looking to be going into emergency medicine. She'll match to a residency program in the spring. But so she spent the whole year rotating and seeing these different types of cases that popped up in the emergency room. And she saw that a lot of the caseloads were from COVID-19 and a lot of the different aspects that come with that. So seeing it and all the stories that she brought home every single day just kind of became overwhelming. She asked about being put on a ventilator and having to make those decisions. And that was something that I didn't think we'd have to have a conversation about. And obviously it became very real. And it was something that kind of kicked me in the butt that said you need to take some action, that if something were to happen, you obviously don't leave your wife with this very difficult decision that you haven't discussed before.
And tell me about the emotional process you and your wife went through when you realized that you were going to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the largest things there is we had put together an idea, if we did have children, which we don't today, but hey, if we had children and something were to happen to us, who would be the people that would take guardianship? So even having those conversations between family members, well, who do we think would be best for this or who do we think would be best for that? It is a tough decision. So it's something that the earlier you start talking about it, the more thorough that conversation is, the better.
Was there any influence from family members that moved you toward making this decision?
No, not too much, but probably the other way around. After we'd gotten it done and at least our parents and relatives saw how easy it was, they either created a new estate plan or maybe even looked back and updated theirs if they thought it was after date.
So now having put everything on paper in your will, how does it feel?
A lot better that we at least initially had that conversation, made sure that we agreed on a lot of difficult decisions. So moving forward, I'm sure those estate documents will have to be edited, but it's going to be a lot easier because we've really had those tough conversations. And while our situation may change, our values won't. So we will still just have slight iterations and alterations over time.
All right. That's Akron, Ohio resident Ryan Bayonet. Ryan, it's been great having you with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was great.
Now, Ryan is far from the only person his age making the decision to set up an estate plan and write a will. WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger has been writing about that trend, and she joins me now. Veronica, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, we just heard from Ryan that COVID-19 motivated him and his wife to put together a will. How true is that for other younger people?
It's motivated them quite a bit. There's been a few surveys out there. One of them said 35% of 18 to 34-year-olds were motivated by COVID-19 to engage in the estate planning process, and that was compared to about 23% of 35 to 54-year-olds and 16% of those 55 and older. And that survey was by a senior care referral service called caring.com. You know, certain older clients definitely were doing their wills during COVID, but some of them may have stayed out of the attorney's office due to health concerns. Maybe some of those health concerns were heightened for older generations. And then we also had another stat here from LegalZoom, and they said 32% of the adults under 35 who wrote a will said it was because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that was from a 2020 survey.
Veronica, you've spoken with several estate planning lawyers. What kind of questions are they being asked by young people?
They're asking questions such as, what happens if something happens to me or my loved ones? What happens to my assets? What happens to my life? You know, they're saying things to lawyers that they haven't said before. For example, they're dealing with issues such as inflation and supply chain shortages. Some of these issues, larger issues in the world that are happening right now, they're actually talking about with their financial advisors and even their attorneys, because it fits with this bigger theme of younger people, especially their sources are telling me, are feeling the sense of feeling out of control. Like, there's not a lot of control you can have right now in your life, especially with this pandemic that keeps on rolling, unfortunately. And so they're saying, you know, I don't feel in control. How can I regain some sense of the things I can control in my life and make sure my loved ones are cared for down the road? Now, this is especially true of millennials who have kids, because they're worried. They've seen, you know, the schools shut down and the mask requirements, you know, tossed back and forth. There's a lot of uncertainty. And so they want to make sure their kids are going to be okay if something was ever going to happen to them. They also want to make sure their spouse is protected. And then in the case of people who are single, and there's a lot of single people out there too, they want to make sure that their wishes are going to be followed if, say, their parents are out of state and they don't have someone directly looking over them or watching out for them. They want to make sure their next of kin, their closest relatives, know what to do in that worst case scenario.
So what if something does happen to them? You know, what if someone dies and they haven't written out a will?
If you die without a will, it can be pretty complicated and pretty costly for your relatives. I mean, we've probably all heard about legal battles that ensue over people fighting over your money. You know, your money could go to relatives you don't want it to go to. You know, that could include, in some people's cases, siblings that they don't want their money to go to. Or maybe you don't want your parents to get your money. Maybe you'd rather it go to someplace else or a charity. Your heirs can deal with that confusion. It adds a layer of stress to your family who's already dealing with grieving for you. If you have kids, I mean, this is kind of the worst case scenario. When two parents die at the same time, those parents don't have a will, and those parents didn't say who they want their guardian for their kid is. Well, then you're left for a court to essentially decide that. You, in the best case, one of your relatives who you like steps up and is going to become a guardian for your kid. But if that doesn't happen, the court is probably going to appoint someone. If no one wants to step up and take that role within your family, then your kids could go to foster care. And I don't think a lot of parents would want that outcome for their children.
Now, aside from someone's age and maybe not being close to the age group where you would normally think about the idea of estate planning, what typically prevents or gets in the way of people thinking about it?
Well, cost can be one thing, but also not knowing where to start, not knowing what to ask an attorney, not knowing where to find an attorney. Also, this whole mortality conversation does not really appeal to a lot of people, frankly, and so that makes people put it off. In addition, if you have kids, sometimes it can be really tricky to figure out who you want to assign that guardianship role, if need be. And so for that reason, you have parents sometimes putting this off because they can't make that decision. Well, not making a decision is actually a decision, though.
Now, a lot of people do enlist the services of an attorney, but does creating a will necessarily have to involve hiring a lawyer?
Not necessarily. So there's a lot of different options. There's several do-it-yourself online options, and that can be cheaper and often less time-consuming than hiring a lawyer. And if you have a very simple estate, you don't have a lot of assets, this could be a good option for you. So for example, you could create a will and healthcare directive online for $89 with Nolo, that's a legal information publisher. Also LegalZoom, which we mentioned before, they offer a last will and testament, and that's only $89. You know, in some of these cases, you still have to print out the paperwork and get it notarized by a notary, but that's not a big deal. So that's an option for some people, and it can be a bit less intimidating for some who don't want to deal with a lawyer.
And if they do get a lawyer, what factors typically go into the cost of estate planning?
The number and type of documents you need, the size of your estate, the complexity of your family situation, the nature of your assets, also the jurisdiction in which the documents are being prepared. All those things factor into how much it could cost. Now, a lawyer I spoke to and a few other people echoed this too, said, you know, just a simple will may cost you around $1,500. It could be a lot more if it's more complicated. And so much of this also depends on the part of the country where you live. You know, New York is probably going to have among the highest prices for some of these documents.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.